I'm Mary Engish, and gardening expert Charlie Nardozzi is here. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Charlie, you have an amazing idea where folks who want to fill their apartments and studios with houseplants and who might not have that line item in their budget.
Sure, yeah. I mean, everyone would love to have more houseplants this time of year because it's cold, it's snowy, and the plants make you feel just more warm and cozy, but they can get kind of expensive if you're going to buy a lot of them, especially bigger ones. So the solution is to propagate houseplants. What you need is a friend who has a lot of houseplants and ones that you're desirous of, and you can go in there and do some propagation. So which plants you can propagate and the technique to use will vary. Probably the easiest thing to do as far as propagation goes is to take cuttings, stem cuttings. We've all probably done this with our pothos or our philodendrons or spider plants. You know, you take some little baby spiders and often people just stick them in water and they root. And that's okay, but the ideal thing to do is take the 4 to 6 inch long cutting, cut it just below a set of leaves, remove that bottom set of leaves, and then dip the cut end in rooting hormone powder. And that's something you can get at a garden center, not that expensive. And then stick it in a pot with some moistened potting soil. You could do a whole bunch of them in one pot. Then put it in a bright indirect light, and in a week or so, you'll be able to have new plants. And not only can you do it on the spiders and the philodendrons, but begonias, monsteras, spiderwort, a whole bunch of those plants, those vining plants especially, are really easy to cut and to propagate. Another way to do it is to do a division. So there's some plants that just will spread out over time. Things like the snake plant, the ZZ plant, aloes, even amaryllis and aglaonema, which is Chinese evergreens, and asparagus fern. So either you're going to cut the plant like you would divide a daylily or some other perennial plant into little chunks and then repot it, or if it has little offsets, like an aloe or an amaryllis will have little offset baby plants, you pull the whole thing out, gently tug those away from the mother plant and repot them, voila, you've got yourself a new plant. And then finally, for those who want a little challenge, you can do a little air layering, and this is great for woody plants like ficus, Scheffalera, dracaenas, rubber trees. This is the kind of thing where you can propagate a whole branch of it and create a new plant from it. So you find a branch that's woody, you go down about a foot or so from the tip of it, and then you want to make a little cut in between the two leaf nodes, and you want to make one little slit with a knife, not all the way through, but just breaking the bark, and then go up an inch and make another slit, and then peel that piece off so you have it all exposed. Then paint it with some of that rooting hormone powder, get some sphagnum peat moss, moisten it, make a ball around it, and then wrap that whole thing with aluminum foil or black plastic and secure it on either end. After maybe a month or so, you'll see roots are forming, and then you just cut below it and repot it, and you've got yourself a floor plant.
Oh, this is so exciting. I am definitely going to try some of these techniques. Charlie, Linda, who wrote into us previously, wrote again to say thanks to Charlie for the information on pollinating their clementine tree and about grow lights. And then Linda writes, but sadly, I was driving to church when it aired on the radio. I think I got the gist of it. But do you have any ways that Linda and others can always hear your great gardening advice?
Well, Linda, yes. If you're driving around, you don't hear what I say, or you're not quite sure what I said, you can always go to Vermont Public and just search for All Things Gardening. And that page will come up, and all of the shows that were recorded over the last bunch of years, they're all there. So not only can you listen to the show you're interested in, you can binge listen on a winter day just for fun.
Another question from Almut in Mansonville, Quebec. Almut writes, years ago, I bought an elephant ear. I unfortunately moved it around the house. It was suffering from some kind of root rot. Almut writes, since then, I keep losing houseplants to what I think is root rot. I wipe down the windowsills with bleach. I'm trying to do the same with the pots before reusing them. But can you help Almut get a handle on whatever this is?
Yeah. So Almut, you're going in the right direction with cleaning up the area and especially cleaning the pots with a 10% bleach solution. Of course, when all the plants are out of them and really make them sterile. But I think the most important thing to do would be use new potting soil. So I would take the potting soil that you're using on these elephant ears and other houseplants that are suffering, I would get rid of it, compost it, and then I would wash off the roots of those same plants to get all of that potting soil off and hopefully the disease spores that might be there. Then repot it in fresh potting soil. And the other key is to not overwater, because that's usually what leads to a lot of this root rot, especially in the winter when plants are not growing very strongly. We tend to put too much water on them. Give that a try and see if it helps.
Okay. And send gardening and houseplant questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. Listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.